Weekly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The famous political scientist Larry Sabatow once wrote a book called Feeding Frenzy, which describes the media's habit of piling on redundant stories about one news item that suits their agenda until that one subject consumes all the news. In my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I write about a different kind of feeding frenzy when the leftists hound people who tell truths about marriage and the family that are unpopular with the feminists and the gay activists. Perhaps the most famous of these feeding frenzies happened over 20 years ago when then Vice President Dan Quayle criticized the TV sitcom called Murphy Brown because it glamorized single mothers. Feminists were angry that the vice president didn't dare to suggest that children might do better with a mother and a father. Their hysterics managed to drown out his voice and message. Years later, Atlantic Magazine published a mea culpa article titled simply, Dan Quayle Was Right. Of course Dan Quayle was right, but don't expect feminists to admit that. In July 2012, the New York Times published an article that pointed out how children really do better with both parents than with just one. The New York Times quickly published a rebuttal from Kathy Roife, a single mother and writer who attacked the Times for recycling what she called truly retrograde and ugly moral judgments. Gay activists are always ready to join the media feeding frenzy. When the sociologist Mark Regnerus released a scientific study showing negative trends in children raised by same-sex parents, he was hounded as a bigot. 200 PhDs and MDs demanded a rebuttal of Regnerus' study, but they never provided any evidence that he was wrong. The left pounced on defenders of the nuclear family structure, calling them names, but did not produce any evidence.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Documenting the crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
And the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Wakes, and it continues to be the 27th of December, 2014, the very last show of 2014. And next week, we start out brand new year, brand new everything except the same old nonsense that happens in our country every day. And I would really love to see a groundswell of individuals and people who are working to make a difference. We hope you folks spread the word about these broadcasts, about the network, and support the network. They need your help on a regular basis. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online and support the advertisers as you're able. And spread the message, ladies and gentlemen. We hope that people are waking up. I know people are waking up. They can't help but wake up. You know, when you're put your head in the sand for so long, and then you get, you know, you leave a very interesting and important part of the anatomy exposed, and when it gets bitten, suddenly you can't help but pull it up and see what in the world happened to me. And that's what's happening to a lot of Americans all across the country. So anyway, moving along here, at the end of the last hour, we were talking about Obamacare and how they are in the process of overhauling end-of-life care. They're talking about completely redoing it because too much is being done toward, as a person approaches the end of their life, and it's costing too much money. So they got to do something, and they don't come out overtly and say this, but this is what it really means, that they got to do something to kind of push those people along a little bit. Help them a little bit closer to the grave. We don't want to have these human resources eating up resources. You're supposed to be a good little slave and work and contribute to society like the good communitarian that you ought to be. And, you know, when you no longer have anything to offer society, well, we can't have you sucking up Social Security now, can we? No, we got to just push you away a little bit. It's fine when you're paying into Social Security. You can't be drawing anything out of it. And it reminds me, Nancy, back in 2009, where there was a monumental article in the Washington Times, which I mentioned at the end of the last hour. And I hearken back to this, where they said President Obama admitted he wants the government to decide what health care Americans receive. And this is a quote: "There's always going to be an asymmetry of information between patient and provider. And part of what I think government can do effectively is to be an honest broker." An honest broker. Now, this is Obama back in 2009. He said government can be an honest broker in assessing and evaluating treatment options. The Washington Times says, "Thanks, but no thanks, Mr. President. Our health is not a commodity to be brokered. Even if not all doctors boast perfect bedside manners, Americans still trust their judgment their medical training, and their ability to interact directly with individual patients in clinical settings far more than they trust government statisticians matching approved treatments to reported illnesses based on lifeless charts. In an interview published by the New York Times, Mr. Obama continued by saying the need for honest brokers, quote, certainly is true when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, where the taxpayers are footing the bill, and we have an obligation to get those costs under control, unquote. Some would say that that is exactly the problem with government-run health care. Considerations of cost come before care and sometimes rules before reason. It's a scary picture the president paints. He stated that, quote, the chronically ill and those toward the end of their lives are accounting for potentially 80% of the total health care bill out there. I think, and this is a direct quote from Obama, I think that there is going to have to be a conversation that is guided by doctors, scientists, ethicists. And then there is going to have to be a very difficult democratic conversation that takes place. It is very difficult to imagine the country making those decisions just through the normal political channels. So there you go,
ladies and gentlemen. Oh, was he going to do executive order the death of the baby boomers? It wouldn't surprise me. There is absolutely no coincidence in the fact that this entire healthcare system change comes when all the baby boomers are retiring, myself being one.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this comes into the whole depopulation thing. Hey, remember what Jonathan Gruber said, who was instrumental in writing both the Obamacare and Mitt Romney care? Remember, here's a reminder of what he said.
Okay, transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
Okay, so there you go. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And everything they did with this was a lack of transparency, except that Obama did come out and say this in the days leading up to the bill. The vote on the bill.
And, you know, at the exact same time, you have all the legislation passing. We now have 5 states in the United States that have agreed to assisted suicide, which is only the stepping stone to euthanasia, as in several countries in Europe, where, you know, the doctor decides when you're going to go. I mean, good Lord. It's really unbelievable, Darren. Now, here, myself as the example. I turned 60 this year. I cannot retire with full Social Security, if it will even be there, until I am 66. I have been cut from full-time to part-time. It's an absolute nightmare. And at the same time, they're coming after people my age, of course, to pay this Obamacare fee, this monthly Obamacare fee slash tax, which, you know, you can't afford to do if you're a part-timer. You know, it's unbelievable,
Darren. You can't afford
Darren.
To do it I if mean, you're a full-timer.
We are being set up.
Yeah, and most people, well, I said it, you know, when they were talking about passing this law, I said what they're going to do is they're going to create a nation of non-compliance because people can't afford to comply. They're unable to comply, and so they won't.
And then we're federal criminals.
Yeah, and they can't arrest everybody. You know,
I mean, talk about a setup. Oh, my God.
Here we see from Medical News Today, Nancy. Most elderly breast cancer patients receive unnecessary radiation. Gee, you think that might be part of the pushing them a little further toward the end of their life? They say in 2004, A randomized clinical trial supported the omission of radiation treatment in elderly female patients with early-stage breast cancer. Despite this evidence, a new study reports that almost two-thirds of this group of patients still receive this treatment today. So, anyway, I'm not going to read that whole article, but, you know, unnecessary radiation. Hey, why not, ladies and gentlemen? Because it doesn't, you know, it's not going to help them. They get to charge you for the radiation, and they get rid of the problem of having too many people, too many elderly people. You know what's funny is we used to value our elderly people. We used to value people altogether. How is it that we've come to a day and age in America where life is a liability? And that's how it's viewed. Society is on a very slippery slope, ladies and gentlemen, when life is a liability.
Yep.
We'll be back after the break. This is Govern America.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. As we continue, we're talking about, we've been talking about health care. I think I'm going to leave that there for now. In the interest of time, Homeland Security information, there are now 200 anonymous state Democratic lawmakers that are organizing a gun control group, and they're doing this in secret. Ammoland recently...
Transparency.
What's that?
Transparency.
Yeah, exactly. Nearly 200 anonymous state Democratic lawmakers have formed a gun control group in order to attack gun rights in our states. This comes from AmmoLand. They're calling themselves American State Legislators for Gun Violence Prevention. The reason for forming the anti-gun coalition is because of the lack of success by Congress to deteriorate gun rights at the federal level. Now they're taking matters into their own hands by attacking gun rights in each of our states. The founder of this group is Brian Kavanaugh. He's a Democrat from New York, and he's proposed anti-gun legislation such as limiting gun owners to one purchase every 30 days, mandatory 10-day waiting periods before being able to accept a firearm, banning 50-caliber rifles and ammo and many more. This is what we have to look forward to from this group. They're going to keep chipping away at it, ladies and gentlemen, until they get an outright ban. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. We had the Arms Trade Treaty go into effect Christmas Eve, is my understanding. Obama signed it, but the treaties have to be ratified by the Congress. But, you know, even if the Congress doesn't ratify it, I remember what happened with the Biodiversity Treaty. The people defeated that, got Congress to back down, but they've been implementing it piecemeal. So, anyway, they say,
you know,
the Second Amendment found...
There ought to be a nationwide class action suit against that group who's going after gun rights in the states. That is a direct violation of the Second Amendment.
I don't think any court suit is going to work.
Every person in this country should sue them.
Well, I don't think suits are going to work because the courts are corrupt. What it really boils down to, the way to stop this is to get rid of these buggers out of office. Run them out of office. Find out who these scumbags are that are pushing gun control on a state level, and get rid of them. Get them out of there.
They have absolutely no right to organize against the Constitution and to do so in secret.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a dog and pony show, you know, nation is this?
Well, this is representative democracy. Even though we don't have, you know, our constitutional republic is a republic, not a democracy. But this is what they like to call democracy. Rule of the mob. You know, because the mob is so easily manipulated by events. You know, we've got these false events taking place, manufactured media events, to prove to you how important all this stuff is. This will be in the show notes also, but the name of the group, again, American State Legislators for Gun Violence Prevention. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now I want to get to North Korea, because I think this is important. I don't like where this is headed. I think this, you know, Sony was hacked. Most of you know this if you pay attention at all to what's been going on. Originally, somebody, I think from inside Sony, said that North Korea might be responsible simply because they were unhappy with this horrible film. I mean, for all accounts, I haven't seen it. I don't intend to see it. I don't watch very many movies, and I certainly don't plan to watch this one. All accounts from those that have screened it say that it's a horrible flick. But it's supposed to be a comedy, and it's supposed to be based upon, you know, Kim Jong-un. And he was unhappy because this is it portrays him being assassinated or something like that. Anyway, the point is that they're claiming that despite the fact that, you know, the hackers who were involved in this, they... He tried to use extortion from Sony. They tried to extort money from Sony, you know, as a condition of not following through with the hack. Now, bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Sony's security has been horrible. They've been the victim of numerous hacks, over the years. And so this is the latest, of course, is the worst. But somebody speculated that North Korea might be involved because of this movie. Well, it's amazing how we've gone from just a mere speculation to now an absolute certainty based upon almost no evidence. And I think what's happening here is I think the administration wants to villainize Kim Jong-un and North Korea, and this is their opportunity to do so. Now, I want to make it clear, I'm no fan of Kim Jong-un. I'm no fan of any communist government. But I find it very interesting, this whole disconnect, because right now the administration is moving toward normalizing relations with communist Cuba, who also has a deplorable human rights record. And yet they're working to villainize North Korea and talking about adding sanctions to North Korea.
Selling the United States of America to China.
Yeah, exactly. There's another example. So a complete and absolute disconnect. Anyway, this is Obama talking about this situation.
Let's talk of the specifics of what we now know. The FBI announced today that, and we can confirm that North Korea engaged in this attack.
So there you go. That was Obama stating dogmatically, you know, that, they did it. We know they did it now. The FBI says they did it. Mark Rogers was recently interviewed last week on PBS NewsHour. He's a gentleman who does IT security for Cloudflare. Cloudflare is a company that is, what they do is they mitigate denial of service attacks. They mitigate a lot of attacks on the web. So that's their line of business. And this guy is one of the major guys who is involved in security issues for this company, which is largely a security company. He says there's no evidence that it was North Korea. Listen to what he said.
The biggest problem with this is a lot of this information is based on evidence that isn't accessible to a lot of folks. So if you look at the evidence that the FBI passed out in its notice, on its own, it's largely speculative and it's not backed up by any really solid evidence. There are hints, however, that there may be things like signals intelligence and other information that they can't disclose for national security purposes. Unfortunately, without being able to access that information, there's no way for other security experts to really validate that. I've said all along that you can't rule out North Korea as being behind this, but what we need is evidence that really ties them to it. If you look up the IP addresses using IP reputation services online, you'll see that they've been involved in massive online spamming campaigns and in other malware campaigns. They're being used by cyber criminals, so it's no surprise to see that someone else is using those, potentially even the North Koreans. But again, it means it's not so conclusive to me. To say that there are bad guys in that neighborhood doesn't tell me who the bad guys are.
But is this something that you would know? As you suggested, maybe the federal government, the FBI, has access to information that backs this up that you wouldn't have?
That is entirely possible. But it's very difficult to be swayed by an argument where somebody says to you, we have absolute proof because we have signals intelligence that tells us this is it, but we can't tell you about it. When it comes to laying the blame at a foreign government, we have to be pretty careful about it. I'm no fan of the North Korean regime, and to be honest, if they are responsible, I hope this gets hung around their neck. But I think we have to make sure that we have absolute solid evidence, and I believe that evidence should be dealt with in a transparent way as possible. I obviously don't want the NSA to destroy...
Okay, well, let me leave that there in the interest of time. We've got to take a break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back here in a moment.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
And the river opens for the righteous, 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 and the river opens.
We're back. This is Govern America. And we're talking about the situation with Sony and the hack. And somebody said in the chat room that they believe it's all a distraction from the economic meltdown. And I would tend to agree with that, except for one major thing. The problem is the administration is seizing upon this as an opportunity to villainize a foreign government. And what do they do?
Another foreign government.
That's right. And the North Koreans, I don't think they're any more a threat than ISIS, this fabricated situation in the Middle East, which we pretty effectively, I think, have proven now that whole thing is a construct. I mean, that pretty much was blown out of the water. If the fake videos, the fake beheadings didn't do it for you, the fact that a local plumber in Texas, his truck ended up in their hands, how would that happen? All the way over in Syria. There's no car dealerships around that part of the world. Hogwash, ladies and gentlemen. They bought it in Texas, took it down the road, and shot their little scene, and the idiots forgot to take the decals off the doors. That's what happened. So there you go. There's the holes in that story. And you know, we've got to demonize all these governments around the world so that we can go to war with them later on. The minds of the people have to be properly conditioned to realize and understand why these dictators have to be taken out.
Well,
why your sons and daughters have to be
have
to go fight
made
and die.
A deal with North Korea to extend a pipeline through North Korea into China. I mean, this is like geopolitics at its most stinking oil related business. It's all garbage.
Yeah.
You know,
well, in
how many countries are we going to attack?
And keep
Why
in mind,
we just
ladies
attack
and gentlemen,
the entire planet.
It's not so much even about the oil as it is about the petrodollar.
Exactly.
You know, the dollar, the strength of the dollar is connected with the oil. They don't need the oil, but they have to force the rest of the world to stay on the dollar. That's what this is about. So anyway, before the break, we were talking, playing some audio from Mark Rogers of Cloudflare, talking about the flimsy evidence, the lack of evidence that North Korea was involved in this thing. Then we have Kurt Standberger on CBS News. He's another guy from a security firm, Norse. And he had had some comments. Here's this report.
Sony was not just hacked. This was a company that has essentially been nuked from the inside.
Kurt Standberger is a senior vice president with Norse, a respected Silicon Valley cybersecurity firm. While not directly involved in the Sony case, it has conducted its own investigation.
We are very confident that this was not an attack masterminded by North Korea, and that insiders were key to the implementation of one of the most devastating attacks in history.
He says Norse data is pointing towards a person who calls herself Lena and claims to be connected with the so-called Guardians of Peace hacking group. Norse believes they've identified this person as someone who worked at Sony in Los Angeles for 10 years until leaving the company this past May.
This woman was in precisely the right position and had the deep technical background she would need to locate the specific servers that were compromised.
Other experts in cybersecurity and private intelligence are also questioning the FBI's claim that North Korea is solely to blame for the Sony hack.
There are certainly North Korean fingerprints on this, but when we run all of those leads to ground, they turn out to be decoys or red herrings.
For instance, while the malware used to attack Sony has been used by North Korea before, it is also used by hackers around the world every day.
Now, it's worth noting the original demand of the hackers was for money from Sony in exchange for not releasing embarrassing details. There was no mention of this movie, The Interview. The FBI, meanwhile, is continuing its investigation into the Sony hack. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. No evidence. No evidence that North Korea...
Well, who's the biggest hacker in the world? It's the NSA.
Well, of course, naturally. But see, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter. You know, Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So we got Samantha Power at the United Nations in New York. And She's continuing with the meme.
Today's meeting reflects the growing consensus among council members and UN member states that the widespread and systematic human rights violations being committed by the North Korean government are not only deplorable in their own right, but also pose a threat to international peace and security.
Ah, so now North Korea is a threat to international peace and security, ladies and gentlemen. No, we've gone from hacking to, hey, they're going to drop nukes on us. and they're a threat to their own people. Well, gee, seems like I've heard this story someplace before. Where have I heard this before?
Because what happened to those people, to those children, is not only a violation of international law, it's also a danger to our security.
Aha, so seems like this was back when Obama was talking about Bashar Assad.
Let me explain why. If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons. As the ban against these weapons erodes, other tyrants will have no reason to think twice about acquiring poison gas and using them. Over time, our troops would again face the prospect of chemical warfare on the battlefield. And it could be easier for terrorist organizations to obtain these weapons and to use them to attack civilians.
The danger is clear. Using chemical, biological, or one day nuclear weapons obtained with the help of Iraq, the terrorists could fulfill their stated ambitions and kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country or any other.
If fighting spills beyond Syria's borders, these weapons could threaten allies like Turkey, Jordan, and Israel. And a failure to stand against the use of chemical weapons would weaken prohibitions against other weapons of mass destruction and embolden Assad's ally, Iran, which must decide whether to ignore international law by building a nuclear weapon or to take a more peaceful path.
Saddam Hussein and his terrorist allies could choose the moment of deadly conflict when they are strongest. We choose to meet that threat now, where it arises, before it can appear suddenly in our skies and cities.
So you see what happens here, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see what's going on?
In Bush's and Obama's regimes, which country has killed the most people? It's us.
Yep, it's the United States government. And here's the thing, folks. Anytime they go to war with a country, they do this very thing. You know, the drums start beating. They have to villainize who they have referred to as the enemy. And this is what they're doing now with North Korea. It's very clear. Oh, they attacked the human rights record just like they both did there. Now they're doing it with North Korea. You know, again, Samantha Power.
The main finding of the commission's thorough and objective report is that, quote, systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations have been and are being committed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, end quote. The commission found that the evidence it gathered provided reasonable grounds to determine that, quote, crimes against humanity have been committed in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea pursuant to policies established at the highest level of the state, end quote. If you have not watched any of the hours of victims' testimony or read from the hundreds of pages of transcripts from the commission's public hearings, I urge you to do so. They show North Korea for what it is, a living nightmare.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a living nightmare. And I want to be clear here. I'm not a fan of North Korea. I'm not a fan of Kim Jong-un. But North Korea it's a communist country. You know, if we're that worried about human rights, why are we normalizing relations with Cuba? I come back to that. Why are we, anyway, giving the whole country to China? We'll be back in a moment here, folks. Stay with us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now
we're back. By the way, the website is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. The chat room is open at chat.governamerica.com. And we're talking about the Sony hack and how it's being blamed on North Korea and how there is very, very little, if any, evidence at all to suggest that. I mean, you just heard audio from a couple of different security people, and there's other people out there also who have come out and said, this is nonsense. You know, there's no way that they can really nail down North Korea. Yet the administration and the world powers, for some strange reason, are looking to villainize North Korea. And I think that they're wanting a war. I think they're wanting to take out North Korea. They want to put their own cooperative dictatorship in there. And what's happened every place they've done this, it's been more radicalized. It's been even worse as far as human rights are concerned. You know, we just heard Samantha Power talking about how North Korea is a living nightmare. here she is again. Listen to some of the rhetoric that's coming out of the United Nations.
A former prisoner of Prison Camp 15, Kim Yong-sun, said she and other prisoners were so famished that they picked kernels of corn from the dung of cattle to eat. She said, quote, "If there was a day that we were able to have mouse, that was a special diet for us. We had to eat everything alive, every type of meat we could find, everything that flew, that crawled on the ground, any grass that grew in the field," end quote. An Yong Chul, a former guard at Prison Camp 22, spoke of guards routinely raping prisoners. In one case in which a victim became pregnant and gave birth, the former guard reported that prison officials cooked her baby and fed it to their dogs.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kim Jong-un and his prison guards are feeding babies to dogs. You know, and this is life in North Korea. You know, and I don't doubt that there are atrocities that take place. But you know, the more she describes this stuff, the more I think about the CIA torture report that just came out, Nancy.
Yeah, I was going to say, but let's see, who's the biggest torturer? Good question.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, historically, what's the villainization of enemies when they want to go to war like?
The situation profoundly changed, though, on August 21st, when Assad's government gassed to death over 1,000 people, including hundreds of children. The images from this massacre are sickening. Men, women, children lying in rows, killed by poison gas. Others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk. On that terrible night, the world saw in gruesome detail the terrible nature of chemical weapons.
Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. This regime has already used weapons of mass destruction against Iraq's neighbors and against Iraq's people.
Okay, I'm going to cut that right there. There's more to it, but in the interest of time, okay, back, you know.
I got a couple words for you, though, Darren.
Yeah.
Agent Orange, depleted uranium, the stuff that gets sprayed all over all of our crop foods.
Yeah, let's talk about Monsanto and the FDA. You know, and they're getting ready to do Agent Orange on domestic crops, too, or some similar derivative of that. I'm trying to remember now the exact details, but they're talking about coming out with that as a replacement for Roundup. So this is, gosh, you know, what can we look forward to in our food supply if this kind of stuff continues? Anyway, in the interest of time, I want to get back to Samantha Power. You know, we just heard from her saying North Korea is feeding babies to dogs now. She goes on to talk about their little secret prisons. Gee, that sounds familiar, too.
The commission estimates that between 80 and 120,000 people are being held in prison camps like the ones where so many of these crimes occurred. Many who testified before the commission were tortured as punishment for trying to flee North Korea. One man who was sent back to the DPRK from China described being held in prison cells that were only around 50 centimeters high, just over a foot and a half.
Okay, now we just talked last week on this show about the CIA torture report. We spent some time on it, and one of the details in that torture report was that they put the inmates, or excuse me, detainees, into tiny little cells that were only like a couple of feet high and a couple of feet wide. In other words, caging them up in very small quarters to torture them. excuse me, enhanced to interrogation them. Okay, it's funny how all these terms they have to make it all sound pretty are not quite so ugly.
And of course, what do? We hired all our secret torture prisons in other countries, like in Poland, for example.
Yeah, we don't know how many of these prisons there are in existence, and much of the CIA torture report, I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, is still classified.
It's classified. Yep.
So how much more is going on that we don't even know what happened? We got a small microcosm of the whole thing. It's going to be probably years, if ever, that we ever find out the full ramifications of all of this. And they have the audacity to talk about North Korea when our house here isn't in order. I mean, this is just insane.
And when they treat our veterans like garbage.
Yeah. All right. I think this is the last clip from Samantha Power.
The DPRK is already shockingly cavalier about dishing out threats of staging nuclear attacks and has routinely flouted the prohibitions on proliferation imposed by the Security Council. In July, North Korea's military threatened to launch nuclear weapons at the White House and the Pentagon, and in March 2013, it threatened to launch a preemptive strike on the United States, saying, quote, everything will be reduced to ashes and flames, end quote. In the most recent example of its recklessness, the DPRK carried out a significant cyber attack on the United States in response to a Hollywood comedy portraying a farcical assassination plot. The attack destroyed systems and stole massive quantities of personal and commercial data from Sony Pictures Entertainment.
Okay, so she's got it all figured out. You know, it was North Korea that did the Sony hack also. But, you know, it's interesting that she goes back and says that North Korea threatened to nuke the United States. Well, first of all, they can say whatever they want to say. The point is, I don't think North Korea has the ability to pull it off. Okay? We've got far superior intelligence and far superior military. North Korea would be committing suicide if it ever attempted to do something.
Yeah,
and North Korea knows
this. This really could be a big attention deterrent.
Well, here's who does have
the
ability to pull off a nuke, potentially.
On the Russian border.
You know, who else has threatened to nuke the United States? Communist China? Whose military we're building right now by all the crap that you're buying at the store that says Made in China on it? Yeah, they threatened to nuke Los Angeles years ago. But that doesn't seem to be a problem, does it? Now we got, American people, the dumbed down masses listening to the media and how this whole thing is being framed. Hey, Sony's got to release this picture or freedom of speech has been curtailed. Freedom of speech. Everything now, going to see this movie now, means freedom has prevailed, Nancy.
You have to really protect our ability to say and show what we feel.
The movie that North Korea shut down under threats of retaliation has been released by Sony to select theaters. The Alamo Theater chain got the ball rolling. The founder tweeted, breaking news. Sony has authorized screenings of The Interview on Christmas Day. We are making shows available within the hour. Hashtag victory. Seth Rogen tweeted, the people have spoken. Freedom has prevailed.
Freedom has prevailed. Hashtag victory. So now freedom equates to your ability to stand in line and watch a really, 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 really bad movie. This is how it's been framed.
This is beyond stupid.
It's life.
For people to come on the air, go on the media, and say, look, we have freedom. We're going to see this movie now.
In the meantime, freedom is being taken away from you every day by your government. They're coming out in the media admitting that they're torturing people. How long is it going to be before they're torturing you? Because, well, you don't go along with their idea of freedom.
Oh,
all right, we're out of this hour already. Hour number 3 of Govern America straight ahead. We'll open up the phone lines in the next hour. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Hour number 3 of Govern America is straight ahead here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.